Welcome to A Magical Life, Health, Wealth and Weight Loss. I'm your host, Magic Barclay, lead practitioner at Holistic Natural Health Australia and number one best-selling author. In this podcast, I aim to give you practical tips on how to accelerate and sustain your health, increase your financial, spiritual and emotional wealth, and to look at something that haunts many of us needlessly, weight loss. In some episodes, I'll have guests available to give you even more tips, but in others, the floor is yours. Drop us a line at A Magical Life Podcast on Facebook and let me know what you would like to know more about. Now, sit back and enjoy, because it is time for you to create and truly discover a magical life. Welcome back to A Magical Life. I'm your host, Magic Barclay, and today I'm joined by Todd Armstrong. I'm not even going to go into a bio here because I'm going to let Todd explain everything about how prayer helped him heal with our questions. But listeners, we all know this is a bit of a departure from our normal programming. I am not particularly religious, and I'm really looking forward to hearing Todd speak because I think there is something out there. I refer to it as source or universe. There is something out there, and Todd and I have been emailing each other, and honestly, I'm loving the answers that he's been emailing in prep for this episode. So, Todd, give us your bio.
Well, I want to thank you so much for being here, and I think that God definitely put us here together at this moment because there was so many scheduling issues and mishaps. So I want to thank you so much for your kindness. It's a very warm welcome that you have given me here on your podcast. So a little bio for me is 7 years ago, I was in prison for burglarizing pharmacies. And in burglarizing pharmacies, the 90th day in prison, which I specifically remember as my 90th day. I don't really particularly know why, but I just kind of was keeping track, I guess. And that's just something that really stuck out to me was my 90th day. I prayed to God and said, God, this isn't for me. I will do what you want me to do. Just please take me out of here. And from that moment on, I wasn't an addict. So before that, I forgot to mention that I was a drug addict for 10 years. I was doing pharmaceuticals. It was really Percocet, 30 milligram Percocet, were my to-go item, that I drug of choice, if you will. But it was really a mixture of things. It was just changing, altering my state of consciousness is what I was into, because I've experienced a lot of traumas. Go back to being a young child with sexual abuse and also living in a home with a narcissist and just the forms of communication that went in my house and the examples that were set for me really led me into a dark path. So anyway, when I prayed to God, I wasn't an addict anymore. That next day, it was gone. Whatever that, I don't know, veil of energy that was surrounding me, it wasn't there anymore. Because I kept telling myself prior to that, if I get bailed out, because I was still on bail at the time or was still eligible for bail, I wasn't sentenced. I kept telling myself, if I get bailed out, I'm going to go get high. Like that's how I was planning on it. And I didn't get bailed out. Now that's, you know, there's a reason for that, because God didn't, I had to be accountable for the things that I did, because I did a lot of things that were very, very harmful to many people. So I had to face everything. And in doing so, I've been facing myself in this last 7 years in a very particular way. I've been very keen on looking at myself and evaluating myself. And in doing so, I keep being purified over and over and over. So during that time, I've lost over 100 pounds. I have completely changed how I have relationships with people. It used to be, I used to be an aggressive type of person, loud, outspoken, that just didn't really care how people felt when I said things, to now I'm very empathic and caring. And I understand that everything I do, say, and think has such grand repercussions on all the others around me, as well as myself, and the karma that'll come back to me, if you will, for everything that we do, say, and think. So I'm very particular with how I do things now, and I evaluate myself on a very minute level. And about 3 years ago, so I was spiritually dead right around this time, about 3 years ago, I'd say. Maybe a little bit before that, I started to meditate and wake up just a little bit. And then in that summer, I just became super psychic. I don't recommend doing this, but I took a hit of a bong and my crown chakra popped open. And it was like all these different feelings and voices and energies were just coming into me. And I was someone who was spiritually dead. And then this just happened for me. And then so I went with the flow, and I started looking into different ancient civilizations, and I started looking into why humanity exists in the first place. What's the reason why we're here? There has to be a reason. I started looking into that. I get into ancient civilizations. That leads to psychedelics. Then that leads to why were psychedelics illegal, and so on and so forth. And I try out my hand in those. I have some great magical experiences. I experience rebirth. I see the creator face to face. He was just there in front of me. And I still couldn't recognize what exactly it was. I was, at that time, I thought Jesus was maybe an ascended master or something to that degree. So I'm like, oh, okay, this is just somebody who I encountered. So going from there, you know, as I'm psychic, then 2020 happens, is I move 750 miles away from, because we were locked down in Pennsylvania where I was. So I moved 750 miles away to Georgia because I took a 4th of July. So in America, 4th of July is our Independence Day. It's a big holiday. And my daughter and myself, we were tired of being locked down. You know, I've been laid off from my job for several months. And we wanted to go somewhere where we could do things. And Georgia, which was 750 miles away, was somewhere that was open. So we came down here and I met my co-host and a lovely partner, Mimi. She's not here, obviously, but we fell in love like immediately. 3 weeks later, I moved here and we've been kindling this relationship. But the whole time we knew that we were part of each other. I don't know if about twin flames or anything like that, but it was like we belonged together. There was just something about it. And we've been sharpening each other and making each other better. And when I say sharpening, not really sharpening, actually softening. She's been softening me big time because of, you know, how I was brought up. That's the way that I live. So she really softened me. And so last year, a little over a year ago, I work as a truck driver and I was delivering food. I deliver food and I have a hand truck or a dolly full of 400 pounds of chicken and cheese. And I go to pick it up a curb, you know, stepping backwards to pick it up the curb. And I slip because it was inside of a kitchen and I fall. The food falls on me and I land right on my tailbone, right on my root chakra. And I am in such pain. I thought that I was paralyzed. I couldn't feel my legs literally for minutes. I was pinned down for several minutes. I couldn't move this off me. And the only way I got off was there were two like 60-year-old Mexican women who spoke no English who kind of lifted it up just a little bit so that I could slide out from under because I had no feeling in my legs. Then over the course of 3 days of burning tobacco, which I didn't know at the time, but I've come to know now as a Native American practice to ward off evil spirits. So between that, drinking tea that would help relieve me of the pain and laughing with my daughter and my girlfriend, like overly so, I was laughing with them. I hurled up demons and I was in bliss for 10 days. And the feeling that came to me was that I was saved by Jesus Christ. And it was... So the feeling you get from mushrooms that I said that I was reborn and I got in touch with God It's like a 10-minute period. Well, I had that feeling for 36 straight hours from not doing any drugs when I was saved by Jesus Christ. And then it was another 8.5 days. It was a little bit less than that. It wasn't so intense, but it was still completely bliss. Like, I had no care in the world. There was nothing I could do wrong. It was just this feeling of perfectness. And so that was last year. And then I've created my podcast. I told my story about my sexual trauma, my addiction, my so many different things that I've been through in my podcast. And doing so, it was healing for me, just getting that out there. And it helped others, and just cultivating this sense of truthfulness, that I'm just going to be completely truthful and honest, and I'm going to do the best I can to represent truth. And I've been doing that and doing it. And the more that I do it, the more the Creator reveals the truth to me about all these different questions that I always have, because I question everything. I don't fit into any category specifically, but if someone wants to call me a conspiracy theorist, you know, I definitely am that. So, you know, like, Jesus saved me, but I'm still not a Christian. I don't identify with Christianity, but I identify as being a conspiracy theorist because I question everything. And what Jesus shows to me as the Creator, as having a personal relationship with Him, the entirety of everything, He shows me exactly what the Bible was teaching at different moments and how it got corrupted. He shows me all of the different questions of, you know, were there people here before Adam and Eve, and just all the different questions that don't really make sense in a Christian perspective when you start looking at conspiracy theories and spirituality. He explains it all to me because we have this relationship that He just keeps unveiling to me further and further. So it all started with that prayer in prison, my 90th day in, which will actually be 7 years in like 1 month from now. So almost 7 years. And the significant part about that is that our cells regenerate and we're completely new people every 7 years. So I have very few cells still left in my body that experienced being in prison 7 years ago. So it's just an incredible transformation that God has really set me on this path.
Amazing. And now, listeners, you understand why I can't read a static bio for Todd. Now, Todd, I ask the same three questions of all my guests, and everyone gives me an array of answers. So I'm going to launch straight in. Our first topic is health. Now, when we're talking health, it's not just the physical health, but also the emotional and spiritual health of a person. So what can your expertise do to accelerate health?
Okay, so to accelerate health, what I'm really into at the moment is detox and parasites. I mean, it is the information that I've been picking up on lately is just, it's more clear to me than anything that if we detox our parasites, that all of our bad behaviors are easier to get rid of because our parasites are driving us to do them. The parasites are the physical representation of these demonic spirits or negative energies that really affect us and our emotional and mental states, as well as the spiritual state. So what I've been taking lately is wormwood, black walnut, garlic, and clove. And you want to do that 3 days prior to a full moon, the day of the full moon, and then 3 days after the full moon. Do it for at least 1 week, and you'll see that whatever you're trying to give up, whether it's, you know, quitting sugary foods or quitting coffee, quitting cigarettes, or trying to eat healthier, or trying to exercise, whatever you're trying to do, but you're hitting this wall of non-motivation, if you clear out your parasites, that wall will lessen and you'll be able to run through it. And you'll see that if you had been doing the parasite detox, that things would have been much easier for you. So that's the number one thing that I've been focusing on lately.
Many people that I've come across in working in health will, like, they'll be on one side of the fence or the other. They're either really mainstream, really pro big pharma, or they're like me. They're a lot more natural. The earth will provide, source will provide, you know, it's all been here before through the ages. Let's use that kind of information. So for people that are maybe sitting on a fence, do I go to the doctor and, you know, believe that one person knows everything about everything and can give me something synthetic? I'm not saying that's wrong. That's just how I see it. Or someone that goes, no, I'm just going to let the earth provide. How do you suggest people follow their intuition? This is what I'm getting to. People seem to be one way or the other. Now, I know for my intuition, if I break a bone and it's sticking out of my leg, I know putting a poultice on it or grounding or sitting in the sunshine probably won't be enough. I need to do something else. So my intuition would say then, get yourself to a hospital and get this put back in place. But there are a lot of people that cut themselves off from their intuition. So they just believe in one side or the other. How would you say to those people, follow your intuition, whether you believe in God or not, there is something guiding you? Because so many people seem to be disconnected from that.
Yeah, I totally agree. It is a case by case what we're going to do, depending on what's happening. But how do you get in touch with your intuition is, some people, if they feel strongly enough about medicine and the Western philosophy of medicine, then that can be used for their benefit. God uses all things for the good, whether we understand it in the moment or not. It comes back to us. And if something's poison and we drink it, but we believe it's not poison and we have enough strength in Christ or God that it's not going to poison us, then we're not going to be poisoned. And that's not to say go drink poison. It's just to say God can change anything in the snap of a finger. So if someone truly believes in medicine as their path, then by all means, the other path isn't going to work for you. If you're full force into one specific way, that way is going to work for you. Now, for me, what I understand is that everything here has an equal and an opposite. So when we get sick, there is some kind of plant mixture that is going to make us better. That it's just a natural product. And like you said, with having a broken bone, there may not be something natural for that. Now, maybe there is that we just have no idea about. I'm learning about healing frequencies and things like that, cymatics at the moment. So not going to say that there aren't things that can do it, but if you're just going to be by yourself and try to figure out what's going on, there are so many plants that heal so many different things. Like what I just said for the parasite detox, they're all natural items that it is. We are beings. Our flesh is of this earth. So things of this earth are meant to heal our flesh. Pharmaceuticals comes from the ancient Greek word pharmakeia, which is in the Bible, and it means witchcraft and sorcery. So when you start to understand that the synthetic things are being made with this witchcraft and sorcery, it's actually just taking plants and crushing them up and putting them in pill form or, you know, whatever, however else they're doing it. But it's not only natural things, but they're adding synthetic things to it. Now, when you look at a commercial for medicine, I know America's filled with all of these different commercials, whereas the rest of the world isn't, but we're bombarded with side effects. It's like a big joke here about how many side effects you'll hear at the end of a commercial. So all those side effects, they come from the synthetic things that are placed in addition to the natural things that make up this medicine. So you can just go straight to the medicine. Now, to your intuition of what to do is just really of how you feel. If you feel uncomfortable one way or the other, if you feel uncomfortable in the doctor's office of the information he's telling you, go get a second opinion, because it is a medical opinion that they're offering. They're not just some kind of priest class types of beings that know everything. That they're medical opinions. And if you're not comfortable going to, let's say, a shaman on the opposite end, who's telling you different things, then don't do what they're offering. and explore your options until you feel comfortable with what it is, whether it's you go to multiple Western doctors, multiple, you know, shamanistic doctors, or a mixture thereof. You want to feel comfortable and not have an uneasy feeling in the gut.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you. Now, we do talk about wealth here. So people think wealth is just the financial, but it's also the personal and the emotional wealth of a person, because we know you can't build financial wealth till you believe in yourself. So what are your top three tips to creating wealth?
Okay, so wealth. So I would start with the human body, and this will just be a brief aside. With the human body, there's four states. You have the physical state, the emotional state, the mental state, and the spiritual state. Now, maybe there's other ones, but there are the four main states that we have. So when we're talking wealth, you want to have an abundance of all of those states. Now, how do you do that? How do you create? And where money falls in at, it's probably the physical state. But we're not even going to talk about just money itself when we're talking about wealth here. Wealth and abundance is, you want to, firstly, you got to start at your lowest state. Whatever your lowest state is that you need to work on, that's what you need to work on. If your mental anxiety, depression, those types of mental OCD, those things are affecting you, you need to overcome them. And you can overcome them without medicine and without even, I mean, plants could help as well, but you don't necessarily need them either. If you're breathing and doing these meditations, this is what actually healed me from all of those things, was meditating and getting in touch with God and focusing in on myself and getting those vibrational frequencies out of my body. So your mental state, you got to clear that out. Now, the emotional state is when you see the news and whatever thing is on the news, you emotionally react to it, whether it's, you know, the conflict that's going on right now in a part of the world, or the virus that was affecting the world. If you're emotionally reacting one way or the other, then that is what you need to work on. You need to recognize in yourself which of the states that you're poor in. You know, we're talking terms of wealth and abundance here. Well, which one are you poor in? Are you in a poor emotional state where everything is just making you freak out and you're getting angry and sad and just all over the place emotional? You know, they say bipolar because you're living from pole to pole. That's a very common thing. And people, they hear the word bipolar and they get very offended that you would say something like that, instead of looking at themselves saying like, yeah, I am pretty sporadic. I'm going from being happy on top of the world to being sad or being angry and depressed in the matter of moments. Or we also have the physical state, which is the health of our body and the state of being that we're keeping ourselves in. Are we living in a clean environment? Are we living in muck? Are we feeding ourselves things that are going to keep us low in a state of vibrational static or stagnant, not being able to get up because we're eating Doritos at 10 o'clock at night on the couch? Or are we eating things like nuts and berries and meats and fruits and different things that are healthy for you, no matter what your dietary choices are for your own body, because everybody's different? It doesn't really matter what I say, because what I say might be best for me, and that's only for me. So whatever your best dietary plan is for yourself, it's not going to be eating junk foods, processed foods. It's going to be eating the healthier side of things. So how are you taking care of yourself in that sense, as well as exercise and sunlight? That is a very major factor. And drinking a lot of water, that's another abundance thing. And now spiritually, so we touched on the bottom three. Now spiritually, what is going on? Are you in a state where your being, your thoughts are attacking you, or you are having energies affect you and you're getting headaches when you walk to the Walmart? You're constantly getting headaches at home when you're watching TV at a certain time of day, where maybe you just are overcome with some kind of outburst in one way that's unnatural to you in one way or another, whether it's a positive experience or a negative experience. you're probably being effective in the spiritual sense of things, which is an energetic sense of things, which is demon or demonic oppression, influence, possession. That's a very real thing. It was, you know, I threw demons up. I literally threw demons up. So it's quite incredible the difference it makes in you when you are spiritually attuned to versus having something attacking you on a regular basis. So if you are wherever you are personally at, if you start to evaluate the poorest part of yourself in any of those four states, and it's a never-ending cycle that, you know, maybe you'll be at mental and then emotional and then spiritual and then physical and then spiritual again and then physical again. However it's going to go, you can always improve yourself wherever you are. And it's not to say that you're not good enough or that you aren't enough, because you are perfect as you are. God sees you as perfect. But you yourself know that maybe I could be doing more in this sense or that sense. And that is where you will then be uplifting yourself and others by continually improving yourself. And you do that only by evaluating yourself with the keen sense of love and understanding that there is more that you could be doing.
Thanks for that. Now, we do talk about weight loss here, and I ask my guests, if you've ever battled your weight, what was the key to losing it? You've already touched on that. But the other thing is, what was key in reducing your stress? Because we know that stress is a key issue in, well, in all disease, but particularly in weight gain and severe weight loss. So what can you share with the listeners about that?
Okay, yeah. So like I said, I've lost over 100 pounds now since I was my heaviest. I was about 280 pounds, and now I'm in a very good shape. It's been exercise over years of eating healthier as well, and I'm not in the best shape of my life. Last year, was when I was in the best shape of my life. So the way that I lost the majority of my weight was cutting out sugary drinks completely. I lost 30 pounds the first month, and that was without exercise. And that was while I was an over-the-road truck driver, which meant I was sitting behind a wheel driving 10, 11 hours a day and sleeping in the back of my truck, because that's all I did, cross country. So 30 pounds in 30 days by cutting out sugary drinks and switching to things like, you know, switching from a soda to Gatorade Zero, you know, zero sugar in it, or drinking water with one of those Kool-Aid packets that has zero sugar in it, cutting out all sugar. No, in my coffee, I would drink it black, no sugar at all. So that was my number one way to lose weight, was just getting all the sugary drinks out of me. And yeah, so the way to reduce stress for me, what I was doing, because I was very angry, very stressed out, I was a curmudgeon. That's a term in America. I'm not sure if you're familiar with it, but I was very much miserable all the time. And the way that I overcame that was meditation, was just sitting, breathing, closing my eyes and breathing. And the first time I did it, I fell asleep within 60 seconds. And, you know, it was only like a 10 minute nap or something, but I did that and I was good for 3 weeks, 2 weeks, and I would do it again and I would last 2 minutes. So I started using the app called Headspace, and that really just helped me get to a place where I could relieve the stress by just letting go of these thoughts. I never let go of my thoughts before, so that taught me how to let go. And when you let go of the thoughts, then you're not being burdened by those things. And then you don't have to have anything on your mind that's weighing you down. Another good technique that I now know how to do is ask God to take them from you. You can say a prayer. You can say it out into the universe. You know, you can say it in your mind. Just say, can you please unburden me? Can you please help me not be stuck can you please help me not be stressed anymore? And eventually, if you keep on doing that, that will eventually get you freed from whatever stress and stressors that are happening to you on a repeated basis.
So Todd, people can find you on the web on www.emmanuelkingman.com. So that's capital I, capital K. You also have a podcast website, The Great Chakra Awakening, 777.podbean.com. You're also on the web at actualactivists.com and on Facebook at Godcast, the Goodness Over Darkness podcast. You're also on YouTube, Instagram, many more. My goodness, you're a very busy person.
Yes, I am. I try to be. So YouTube is Goodness Over Darkness. And you can find all my stuff if you go to emmanuelkingman.com, which is emmanuelkingman.com. You can find all my social media links. It's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and YouTube are all on there. And on my website, I have different articles that I write up. I have different photos from my travels and also of the clouds, the crazy experiences I've had with them. And just and all my podcasts are on there too. So I also offer mentorship programs or coaching programs, which actually is very cheap at the moment because I am someone who is just looking to help people more so than I'm trying to make a career out of it. So I offer free consultations for people. The first call, whether it's you're a crazy conspiracy theorist who just needs to get something off your chest, or you're someone who's been through something traumatic and you need to talk to somebody, or you're looking to just further yourself in whatever area you're in and you need some help getting off the ground, so to speak, I can help you wherever you are. So I do a free consultation. And then after that, if you want to continue on, it's only $25 per hour phone call. So I keep it fairly cheap. And I used to do other energy work, but God has really had me put that down because I was taking on the energy of people. The way that I do things was very different than anybody else I've ever heard of. So it was not conducive to myself. So God had me put that down, but it is still what I can do is help unburden people. So if you guys want to look me up and check me out for that, you can certainly find me in my email or DMs anywhere, and I will respond promptly.
That is such a beautiful offer. Listeners, this was your episode 131. In 132, Todd will again rejoin us and we'll lift some of the veil on some of the things that we've touched on this episode and go into a bit more depth. Thank you again, listeners, for your time. Go forth and create your magical life. Thanks for listening today. Please subscribe to hear future episodes, leave a review, and share this podcast. You can follow us on Facebook at A Magical Life Podcast or at Holistic Natural Health Australia. That's Holistic with a W. You can find us on Instagram at Holistic Natural Health or at www.holisticnaturalhealth.com.au. That's where you'll access all sorts of articles, freebies, and more.